My name is Osman Bakar. I am Emeritus Professor of Philosophy of Science at the University of Malaya, Kuala Lumpur, and also Deputy CEO of the International Institute of Advanced Islamic Studies. My main area of concentration is history of Islamic science and philosophy of Islamic science. These two disciplines have brought me close, when I must close the Quran, because I'm interested really in the Quranic perspectives on science. And of course, again, the Quran, of all religious scriptures, of all sacred scriptures, the Quran talks the most about natural phenomena which are being studied by science. As Muslims, when we look at the Quran, the Quran provides arguments, detailed arguments, in terms of showing the science of God everywhere, which disprove the theory of evolution. Of course, it is up to science, up to Muslim scientists, Muslim scholars, to go and get the detailed explanation. But what the Quran wants to emphasize is that he has created this universe. The idea that this universe has come by chance, everything is can be explained in terms of physical forces, is just ridiculous. I mean, it is because it is clear, both on the basis of the Quran and, of course, evidence coming from the science itself, do not support the theory of evolution. But I suppose why the theory still survives, because some people do not want to abandon their belief in the atheism or their rejection of religion. So they are defending a theory which has no scientific basis. Well, I believe in the revival of Islam in all domains of life, in knowledge, in every sector of human life. And I think we observe these changes now taking place throughout the world. Once upon, and God has his own ways of making Islam dominant once again in the world.
Mr. Adnan Oktar is writing books. He has 300 books, Crashing the Theory of Evolution and Darwinism, as you know, Scientific Evidences of Creation of Allah. What do you think about the works of Mr. Adnan Oktar?
Well, I think the books have been accepted by many people. I mean, have proved very helpful in the understanding how Islam should respond to the various challenges in the field of ideas. Basically, that is the greatest challenge today is that we are facing many ideologies, many philosophies that are anti-God. And so for those who want to understand this better, I think his works have been very helpful.
Inshallah, because science is created by Allah. Yes, science is anti-Darwinist, anti-materialist, and anti-atheist.
Yes, true science cannot be opposed to true religion. And Islam stands for both, for true religion and true science. Really? On this occasion, congratulations, and I wish your channel 9 a successful future, inshallah.